This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The signs are multiplying, the pressure mounting. Across the ancient lands, the hand of Edom tightens its grip, even as Yahuwah prepares to break it. We watch, as the prophets commanded, for the unfolding of these days, recognizing the patterns woven into the fabric of history. The aggression against Persia, the closing of vital waterways, the fracturing within the war machine of Edom. These are not isolated incidents, but threads of a single, terrible tapestry. CENTCOM's brazen strikes within Iran, targeting what they deem military surveillance capabilities, are a calculated escalation. Let us speak plainly. This is not defense. It is the assertion of predatory power, the flexing of Edom's muscle over lands rightfully belonging to the inheritance. The modern state of Israel, a creation of Edom, benefits directly from this instability, furthering its illegitimate claim. The true Israel, scattered through the ships of captivity, observes from exile, awakening to the truth of our lineage. The silencing of communication, the suppression of resistance, this is the familiar song of oppression, a melody Yahuwah's people have known for generations. As the remnant stirs, as we begin to remember who we are, Edom grows desperate, lashing out to maintain control. And that control extends to the very arteries of global commerce. The declaration to close the Strait of Hormuz is not merely a disruption of oil supply. It is a deliberate provocation, a test of wills. This isn't a struggle between equals. It is Edom, descendants of Esau, manipulating events to justify further intervention, to cement its dominion over the region. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly of exile, of hardship, of the scattering of the tribes, a reality we witness today. But within that decree of judgment, there is a promise. The closing of the strait, while disruptive, exposes the fragility of Edom's constructed order, revealing the weakness beneath the facade of power. Yahuwah is dismantling the kingdoms, exposing their reliance on fleeting strength. The cracks are widening, even within the heart of Edom's war machine. Reports from the Babylonian financial system, J.P. Morgan Chase, speak of a crisis in the U.S. defense industrial complex. Evolve or die, they warn. This is not a simple assessment of military strategy, friends. It is a manifestation of Yahuwah's judgment, a reckoning long foretold. For generations, the nations have leaned on Edom's might, building economies and securing borders through its military prowess. But Yahuwah has declared woe to those who trust in chariots and horses, who do not look to the Holy One of Israel. They seek technological superiority, drones and artificial intelligence, but these are merely tools in the hands of a wicked generation, hastening the coming day of reckoning. It is a desperate attempt to stave off the inevitable, to build stronger fortresses against a storm that cannot be weathered. And in the land of Persia, tremors are felt. Explosions near Tehran are not isolated incidents, but echoes of a larger pattern of judgment. Elam, the ancient name for Persia, has long been an adversary of Israel, aligning itself with the forces of darkness. These explosions are a sign, a warning to those who continue to plot against the covenant people. Yahuwah does not remain silent while his people suffer in exile. He is stirring up the nations, exposing their wickedness, preparing the way for the return of those scattered among them. Consider, too, the orchestrated calm, the false promise of peace recently shattered. The temporary cessation of hostilities, brokered through the former American leader, was never genuine reconciliation. It was a calculated maneuver by Edom to consolidate Israel's position, to reposition forces for further aggression. Trump, a pawn in their game, offered a deceptive stability, furthering the agenda of those who seek to usurp Yahuwah's plan for restoration. This collapse confirms what the prophets have declared. True peace can only be established through obedience to the covenant, through a reckoning with the sins of the fathers. Yahuwah will not be mocked. The judgment upon Edom is unfolding. The nations are being shaken. The true Israel, the covenant remnant, is awakening. The watchman sees it all, and we sound the alarm. This is not a time for complacency, but for vigilance. A time for repentance, for remembrance, and for preparation. The day of Yahuwah draws near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.